origins of the law. The actual phrase, law of attraction, was first used in print back in 1906. It was part of the title for the book by William Walker Atkinson called Thought Vibration or the Law of Attraction in the Thought World. Not a catchy title, perhaps, but you can definitely see how, even back then, the law of attraction was being associated with the notion of thoughts and thinking, with the idea that thinking held the power to transform your world. In 1910, Wallace D. Wattles wrote his now-famous book, The Science of Getting Rich, in which he states that focusing on your desires and truly believing in them will ultimately lead to achieving them in the material world. That's a good basic summary of the law of attraction in itself. Interestingly, Wattles also pointed out that negative thinking would bring negative results. Charles F. Hanel's step-by-step guide to using the law of attraction, the Master Key System, was first published as a correspondence course in 1912. It's a 24-part system for understanding and using the law of attraction. The course was initially delivered one part per week, each part ending with an exercise and a series of follow-up questions. We can get a glimpse into Hanel's way of thinking and the importance he placed on thinking in general in the introduction, where he writes, "Thinking is the only activity which the spirit possesses, and thought is the only product of thinking." Thinking is the key, the master key if you like, behind getting what you want. According to Hanel, when you think about the things you want, you're telling the subconscious mind to get it for you, stirring up the universal energy pot at the same time. When you think harder and focus entirely on the thing you want, your subconscious works harder to help bring about the desire or goal you're after. And those people who achieve all the things they want in life know the last step extremely well. Never give up until you get it. In part 7 of his book, The Master Key System, Hanel explains the process in relation to the universal energy, or invisible power, that exists all around us. He divides the mind into two halves, the personal, objective, physical half, constantly in touch with the visible world, and the impersonal, subjective, spiritual half, part of the invisible world. The personal mind is the conscious mind, functioning on the physical level and therefore limited. The impersonal mind is the subconscious mind, functioning on the spiritual level, in tune with the spiritual energy of the cosmos, and therefore having access to infinite resources. What Hanel calls the wonderful power which has been put within your control. These resources are available to everybody. All they have to do is recognize them, appreciate them for what they are, and use them in the way in which they were intended. Hanel then breaks the process of utilizing this power down into three steps, which have been paraphrased for you as follows. Step 1. Idealization. The first step is the most important. You have to have a plan, a blueprint, for exactly what it is you want. The more detailed the plan, the better. You should be able to see clearly the end result of your desires down to the smallest detail. If you can do that, you have a much better chance of achieving your goal or realizing your dream. Suppose, for instance, you wanted a new job. Why settle for just any old job? Shoot for the stars. Choose your ideal job and go for that. If it's a job you've always wanted, then the desire will be strong. But don't stop there. Make a mental or written note of every detail you can imagine, such as where the job is, what your office or workroom looks like, how much you'll get paid, who you'll be working with, what joy this job will bring you, and so on. Make sure you choose a job you truly and utterly desire with all your heart. That's the easiest way to guarantee you'll get it. Step 2, visualization. Next, you need to be able to visualize the thing you're after in more and more detail, until a complete picture unfolds before your eyes. If it's your ideal job, then you need to see yourself in this new job. See every detail, your chair, the tasks you perform. See yourself going to work in the morning, leaving again at night, working with colleagues, taking phone calls, and so on. Imagine your job in as much detail as you possibly can. These details will stick in your subconscious mind, and eventually, the ways and means for bringing this new job into your life will unfold before you. One thing will lead to another, according to Hanel. Thought leads to action. Actions lead to methods. Methods lead you to develop friendships, which bring about circumstances that result in the realization of your goal. If you can see yourself in the future doing the job that you know in your heart you'd absolutely love doing, then chances are you'll find yourself there doing that job before too long. Step 3, materialization. Steps 1 and 2 will ultimately lead directly to step 3, providing you stay focused on your goal and have faith that your desires will be delivered. If you can keep your ideal in your mind, constantly visualizing it in more and more detail, then you'll eventually reap the rewards that the law of attraction is capable of bringing to you. In other words, you'll get the job you're after. You'll recognize this process on CD2 and in your workbook as the no-see-get technique. You can read more about it yourself by accessing your own ebook copy of The Master Key System included with this course. Napoleon Hill wrote one of the best-selling books of all time, Think and Grow Rich, in 1937. This book basically says that controlling your thoughts will lead to success, that thoughts are energy, and you can therefore use this energy for your own purposes and rewards. 9 years earlier, Hill wrote The Law of Success in 16 Lessons, which directly refers to the law of attraction over and over again. Think and Grow Rich has sold more than 60 million copies and is one of the best-selling books of all time. Part of the success of the book is in the title. Everybody wants to be richer than they are. Naturally, many of the concepts included come from Hill's earlier work. But he was a clever man and saw an opportunity to carve out a niche for himself with the growing rich angle. You'll notice that the first word in the title is think, a direct reference to Hill's use of and reliance on the law of attraction, which many people believe to be the secret that Hill often talks about but never actually reveals. For a more basic and comprehensive understanding of the law of attraction, though, we need to go back to his 1928 book, The Law of Success in 16 Lessons. According to Hill, the ultimate goal is success. By following the law of success as laid out in his book, it's possible for any person to achieve anything they want to achieve. Here's the formula in a nutshell. Success depends on power. Power comes from organized effort. Organized effort can only be pursued following a definite purpose. A definite purpose requires appropriate action to achieve it. Hill argues that people are the result of the things they think about, stating, "Millions of people are concentrating daily on poverty and failure and getting both in overabundance." In this case, success is defined as not being poor or not being a failure. And the solution to both is to follow his formula for success, which is essentially just another slant on the law of attraction. We know his principles and ideas are based on the law of attraction, because at one point in the book he writes, "Know what you want, when you want it, why you want it, and how you intend to get it." That's possibly the clearest early reference to manifesting using the law of attraction that you're ever likely to read. The difference between Hill and Hanel is one of degree. Hill seems to have latched on to the get-rich phenomenon. Hanel's philosophy is a more rounded and all-pervasive one, giving examples of how to use the law of attraction for many purposes, greater wealth being just one of them. So that's where the law of attraction has its roots in the written word. In recent years, it's been transformed into many different ideas and systems, but they're all essentially based on the work of these three men, Waddles, Hill, and Hanel. And now it's time to take a closer look at the law of attraction and its main features, before we move on and find out exactly how it works to bring about these almost miraculous transformations.